Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Oh, welcome to the spookiest Luke and Pete Short introduction I've done since Halloween. Pete Donaldson, Luke Mill with you. We're just a couple of ghoulies in our room talking about, well, ghoulies, to be honest. It's mainly a ghoulie-based show, isn't it?
You're spookier now than you were at Halloween.
I know.
Which is a lead-up today in the intro for me to say that we want people to send Christmas emails in. So I'm all over the place. I'm discombobulated now.
Yeah, sorry, Lou. You just got back from America, and I am abusing you. You're jet-lagged. You're confused.
I'll talk to you about that in a minute. That's right. I am jet-lagged, actually, as well. But don't worry about that. We genuinely haven't seen each other, so this should be a really interesting show, because we haven't seen each other for quite a long time. So there'll be a lot to get stuck into, I'm sure. But before we do that, it is the 1st of December today. So the sleigh bells are ringing. Are you listening? In Pete's Lane, picket fences are glistening. I'm not going to continue with that. But what we do want is for you to send your Christmas-themed emails into hello@lukeandpeacher.com. We'll do a bumper Christmas mailbag at some point before Christmas. But to do that, we need to hear from you. So hello@lukeandpeacher.com, hot on the heels of about 3 years ago when we did the worst Christmas disasters that people have ever experienced. Anything around the Christmas theme, a really positive story, a really funny story, a really tragic negative story that we can laugh at, so don't make it too tragic, that would be what we want. So hello@lukeandpeacher.com. It is your responsibility, listeners, the listening family, and your duty to get in touch and tell us about your Christmas stories. hello@lukeandpeacher.com. We'll read our favourites out in a bumper Christmas mailbag when producer Rory tells us to. It really is as simple as that. When producer Rory tells us to do it, we will simply just do it.
Unleash the dogs of admin, shouts Rory, as we spaff out all of your favourite Christmas stories and less favourite Christmas stories. I mean, like you say, Luke, I mean, we don't want ultimately the most tragic. We don't want I was executed with other members of my royal family.
Well, how would
at
they be
Christmas?
Man,
what exactly? Ghost emails. Ghost emails from a royal family.
But some people may have like a little bit of a therapy thing they want to do with it, or an agony uncle thing. We can do that. We can do that. Let's go up to and including agony uncle problems. Let's not go full-blown tragic beyond that, is what I'm saying.
No.
There's your
Woundings? Where do we stand on woundings? How big does the wound have to be before we say no more, please?
4 centimetres. Not severing any vital organs or veins or arteries.
Carotid arteries, right. I completely agree. But let us absolve you of any Christmas sins that you may have...
Yes, good one. I would also cast our listeners' minds back to the Hall of Fame listener who told us a story about calling his own mother a cunt on Christmas Day. You know.
Yeah, that was strong.
That kind of stuff's what
strong.
We want.
Everything from stealing all of the chocolates out of your sister's advent calendar up to...
Classic.
A light wounding of your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Cool. Sweet.
I mean, so an altercation, perhaps, but
altercation,
not a full-blown fight.
I can see altercations happening at Christmas.
It's a
tense, annoying, upsetting time of year, and there's getting away from that.
I think there will be altercations in your house at Christmas Day, and I know for a fact you'll be on your own. So that's the kind of stuff we're talking about, right?
I'll be shouting it in my Christmas mirror. Yeah, not this year though, Chris. Chris, Jesus Christ!
Called yourself Chris. Where's Chris? Crystalline.
Oh.
I'm the jet lagged one. You've forgotten your own name. This is up there with when you forgot how Jesus died.
That, I think that was this time last year, wasn't it?
I think if someone said to me, someone wanted someone else to describe what the Luke and Pete show is about, I'd love them to say it's two blokes just chatting shit, and one of them genuinely forgot how Jesus died. That to me sums it up really nicely.
And I probably call you Chris because obviously I do a podcast with a guy called Chris. I do a podcast with a guy called Mark. I do a podcast. I'm adding new ones to the tale. I work with a Lars and a David recently, and these are all people I don't work with very often. Discombobulated.
I'll bring this up on the ramble in due course, but you never noticed that David Cartledge, great lad, really nice fella, right? He sounds exactly like Mark Clattenburg.
I'm not really familiar with how big Clats sounds, to be honest.
He sounds exactly, well, I'll tell you now, he sounds exactly like David Cartledge. It works both ways. Check it out, honestly.
I'm at the time of me working with David Cartledge, I've got to somehow keep my accent in check, because if left unchecked, it will be going wild.
Is he from Sunderland?
He's from Sunderland, yeah. Not Newcastle, as I think Jules ran foul of.
That sounds exactly like Jules. Yeah. I've just noticed that Mark Clattenburg is from a place called Consett in County Durham. So is that poor by me? Is that just a southern person thinking that all northern people sound the same?
Yeah, I guess his accent wouldn't be very, very similar, I suppose. Yeah, you've had a nightmare there.
Oh, well, that's fair enough.
Let everyone down.
I've been away. I got back this morning from the US after spending some Thanksgiving time with the American family, which was lovely, really nice. So I've flown straight in overnight, no sleep. No sleep till Brooklyn, baby. No sleep till Hammersmith. And so I might be a little bit fruity
coffee.
Today.
That's the thing that gets me is you don't even have the tools to recover from having no sleep. You don't drink coffee, Luke.
Tea, only tea.
That's half the caffeine. You'd need and you have very milky tea, so I don't know how strong your tea is underneath all that torrent of milk.
And I've got
really.
A big frame. It's almost like, you know, if you were tranquilizing me like I was a rhino and you wanted to transport me to new territory.
I would use some kind of opiate, I reckon.
You're gonna have to if the dose you'd have to use on me to knock me out to pick me up by a helicopter and take me to a new territory would be different than it would be for you. If it did the same to you, you'd die.
Yeah, I would, yeah. That'd be too much, isn't it? Yeah. You do kind of it's kind of like as a recent driver, I don't know what like the drink driving rules are. It's better off not doing any drinking, I would say. But it seems
are you
that...
being fucking serious?
What?
Of course, it's better off not drinking at all.
I know it's not better. No, but you really sort of go, all right, okay. So I had 3 pints 8 hours ago. How do I work this out, right? And you're like, and you're like, am I over the limit? Am I not? And then I'm like, but I'm a little boy. So
yeah,
does that mean does that mean my metabolism works quicker? Does that mean that I'm a little boy and it affects me more? It's a bloody minefield. Don't drink within 3 weeks of driving, it seems.
I know a lot of people who are quite nervous about the fact that you're on the road anyway. I don't mean that in a rude way. I just mean that generally. And I think, you know, when they say that, you know, back in the day, they were in medieval times, whatever they would say, if the king has to say at any point, I am the king, he's failed, right?
Right, okay. Yeah.
But I think it's a general rule with drink driving. If you have to question whether you are or not, just don't drive.
Just don't drive.
What's to be gained? There's nothing to be gained.
I think road users would probably thank me for having slightly less heightened and sharpened reflexes. It's the reflexes that get me into trouble, Luke.
Yeah,
I should be chilled out more.
I know that. I've seen you in action. On the flight back yesterday, right? You'll like this. The Wi-Fi I have access to was absolutely delighted with this. She could not believe her luck. So we got ready to check in for the flight back, and because we spent so much time in different countries. We got this frequent flyer club thing with British Airways, right? It just comes when you book a certain amount of flights. And because it's been, you know, a relationship of many years and a lot of those years have been in different countries, that's just how it was. So what it means is we've got this thing where you can check in 7 days ahead of time rather than one day and choose your seats and stuff, right? So when we did that, we got upgraded to business.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. And the reason we got upgraded to business is because they couldn't fucking sell the seats for love or money because the plane's so old. So they just did us a solid, right? But it was good because it meant you got to go in the lounge. And I'm not trying to try and glorify it or lord it up in the middle of a cost of living crisis to our listening family, but I'm just saying, as a matter of fact, that's what happened. Anyway,
and you didn't manage to sleep?
Well, I'm going to tell you the story, if you let me.
You said you'd had no sleep till Brooklyn.
I haven't. I haven't had any, and I'm going to tell you why.
Okay.
So we got on this on the plane, and the British Airways thing is it's 2-4-2 still, right? So you're jammed in, and you're almost like cheek by jowl widthways, but you've got more space lengthways. If that makes sense. I'm sure you've seen it. It's not like it was. It's not like it's on Emirates or what I'm led to believe it's on, like an Emirates, where it's amazing and you've got your own little booth and stuff. It's not like that. So you're right next to someone. So I get put in a seat. My wife I've got access to is on the aisle, and I'm in the one in from the aisle, in the four facing her, and I've got two people next to me, right? The guy I've got next to me, right, I'm not making this up, is a large man, right? And I'm not fucking criticising him. I'm a large man myself. He was larger than me. First
Larger
thing,
than
he,
life. Huh? Larger
no, exactly.
than life.
The first thing he does, right?
Right.
Shoes and socks off. Standard.
That's a bit of you, to be fair.
Well,
I find your sock and shoe removal worrying.
Okay, so if that's a bit of me, fair enough. We'll give him a pass on that. I don't want to be hypocritical. We'll give him a pass on that. But he did that. Then, right, he pops about four Valium.
That's it.
Yeah, lies down flat. Right. Rolls over so he's facing away from me. He's got a pair of very loose-fitting tracksuit bottoms on. And his hairy ass crack is about 18 inches from my face the entire flight.
Maybe, I mean, just ask for one of his Valium. If he takes four, I mean, if he's taking four Valium, he'll be out for days, won't he?
Yeah, I left him asleep on the plane.
Yeah, that's wild. That is absolutely wild.
Because you know what they say at the end when you land? They say, if you need any extra assistance getting off, please stay in your seat. I think they must have just thought that was him. He was just dead asleep with his arse out.
Yeah. They
There's not even a way to put a partition up.
No. That seems weird that you would be... I mean, I guess it's a business class seat that you didn't really pay for. Yeah, I can...
Yeah, so I can't see complain, why that would right?
be. I can see why that would be annoying. But could you not have got the nurse, I'm tired.
Yeah.
The nurse. Can you get the nurse, please?
Excuse me,
can
nurse.
You get the attendant to, I don't know, just give you a little protective, a bit of protective gauze or a bandage to cover
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I don't really know
pop.
What to say, though. How do you, I mean, this is me speaking. I don't mind conversations with people.
Yeah, exactly. If there's an issue, you would probably complain or say, I'm the sort of person who would be staring into a man's abyss all night.
Oh, yeah, your nose could be up his arsehole and you wouldn't complain.
Correct, because I'd like it.
But anyway, so the Wi-Fi I have access to was...
I'll have what I'm having, laughing. I'll shout.
the Wi-Fi I have access to was... Oh, she was delighted. Because there was a partition between her and I. So she could just put the partition up and get on with it. I'm stuck there. I'm stuck in the purgatory. I wanted the fucking plane to crash.
I mean, did you watch a film? Was the food nice? Could you have a couple of drinks?
I watched Good Will Hunting, and it made me cry.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem. Watching anything at. I had a bit of a cry this morning over the fucking dog again. I think when you're up in the air, though, it's very easy to kind of.
Is it?
It's
is that
very
a thing?
Easy to cry, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, because like, I've cried at. Who's that Ryan Reynolds guy? Death Man, Deathloop. What's his name?
Deadpool. Deathloop.
I cried at Death. Good game, Deathloop. Deadpool. I cried at Deadpool 2. That was.
But what specific bit? Not just the prospect of watching it, presumably.
I think it's him looking in at his wife. I think his wife had died or something. It's just that, you know, it's that usual woman in peril kind of trope that
you're a sucker for.
Thinks is terrible, but I'm a sucker for it.
That's why you will occasionally walk into a pub and just try and save every woman in there, right?
What do you mean, save them from what? Alcohol?
Anything.
Give me that booze.
You just decide. Right. The bit that got me in Good Will Hunting is the bit... Are you familiar with the film?
Yes, yeah.
So,
it's all about... I can't remember what film I was watching that skewers that film. But
oh, there we go. This will be good. What's it about? In your memory, what's Good Will Hunting about?
Well, I'm fairly certain it's described by someone... Might have been a stand-up, actually. You were saying that film is all about a fucking genius who women want to have sex with, and it's written by the same bloke who stars in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that is true, isn't it?
Oh, he's a genius. Oh, he's a genius. Who wrote this film? Oh, I mean, it's Matt Damon.
some people, by the way, stand-up comic stand, that's a bit fucking rich. Don't people just reduce things, though? Do you know when people do that thing? There must be a word for it, where they just reduce things down. So they'll go...
Into a mental consom.
Oh, watching the World Cup. What, it's just 22 blokes chasing around a rubber ball.
Mm.
Yeah, I remember a dear friend of mine, and he won't mind me saying this, because he's also of this parish, so to speak, Adam Jarrell, who directs and produces and does a brilliant job on Boom and Jackie the Ripper and The Offensive. Mm-hmm. We're pretty good pals, and I saw him the other day before I went away, and he goes to me, I can't really get with Succession. It's just loads of annoying people having conversations followed by music and a helicopter ride. I was like, it kind of is that, but it's more than that. And I think Good Will Hunting is very much more than that. But the bit that got me upset, or not upset, but emotional, was, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the scene, but when he finally goes to meet the Robin Williams character, Sean Maguire, who's the therapist who kind of, you know, he gets a bond with.
From London's Burning.
Yeah, well, that's. I was actually thinking that on the plane. I was all over the place emotionally. I was thinking of a 90s boy band turned actor singer who did a song. Didn't he used to take his top off a lot, Sean Maguire?
Yeah, yeah. He was very much in the Adam Woodyatt. No,
Adam Woodyatt. That's Ian Beale. Why is this show so avant-garde?
Adam Hillier was the Hartley Putt, the son of the jeweler, discussed before.
Yeah,
Adam. Ricketts, Adam Ricketts.
Adam Ricketts, that's fair enough. Yes. Yeah, that's fair enough. This show's become, you know, they say about Picasso when he saw the horrors of the Spanish Civil War or whatever, that's when he started painting surrealist paintings because it affected him so badly, he just went completely off the rails.
Mm.
That's happened to you at some point. I'd love to know what your Guernica was.
It's probably my big man's ass.
Probably started doing wrestling.
Big man's big ass. It was the Randy Savage match against Hulk Hogan one time. Oh, yeah. This is horrific.
Once you've seen that, you never come back. But the bit that got me in Good Will Hunting is when they're sitting outside on the pond and Robin Williams breaks down Matt Damon's character and talks about it. Do you know what I would say? And this is not a controversial thing, and it's not even a new thing to say. Robin Williams in that film is fucking brilliant. He's brilliant in that. Like, he's so good in that film. It's unbelievable how brilliant
he is. Is he not the star, though? Is he not the star of the show, I guess? That was kind of his...
In a way, I think he is.
Hmm.
But, I mean, obviously, it's not necessarily about him. But it just hit me right in the fucking heart how good he was in it and how good that scene is.
Yeah.
I did that thing where... it's not where you're actually, like, crying, sobbing, but the tears just come in.
Right, okay.
It's almost like a weeping type thing.
Hmm.
Anyway,
but again, I don't think you'd be doing that on the ground. I don't think you'd be doing that in your front room. I just think the whole...
Is it the altitude, Pete?
I think it's the altitude. I think people I was going to say far more learned than I. I mean they literally researched it. I didn't research anything. I don't know anything. There's a dementia drug that's apparently his fucking dream dementia drug, and it's kind of like, and it works really well for the early signs of dementia. And I'm like, I'm gonna need a ramped up version of that drug, please, because I'm fairly certain the plaque is starting to wrap around my fucking brainstem. Oh, honestly,
have you been in a situation on a plane where you've been weeping at a film and the attendants come over and you've just gone, "It's the air is so thin, it's the recycled air,
it's dead boy, it's dead boy." It's a dead boy.
So anyway, I think my American family will be absolutely touched at my tribute of my visit of their country by talking about a man's ass crack and me crying at Good Will Hunting on the plane. Other stuff did also happen.
Yeah.
But I also, and what I will say is that I was with the great LC, and he and I 3D printed you a wallet.
I had no idea that LC... Big Larry, Big L, who's grown a beard in record time, it seems.
Oh, he is the sort of man who, you know, he will grow a beard in a day.
Like proper Desperate Dan stuff, innit?
It looks like it's an amazing Dan beard.
Why was Desperate Dan called Desperate Dan? Was he like a desperado sort of thing?
We're going to have to unpack that. First of all, Desperate Dan doesn't have a beard.
No, but he can. But he, as soon as he shaves, he finds it very hard to find a razor that will shave his manly bristles.
But why are you?
He'll shave a bit, and it'll go, and it's just instantly a beard.
But
again.
Why are you so short stubble? Of bearded references that you the first thing you thought of was a person without a beard? But anyway, so we 3D printed you a wallet. It was amazing. It was an amazing experience for me.
Because you've never seen. Did you have any concept about how a 3D print would work? Do you know what I mean?
Remember like, who you're fibers. Talking to? I walked down to the stairs to the basement and saw it printing something else. Yeah. And I was literally like,
well, what?
What the fuck is that? What is that?
Yeah.
I'd never seen one before.
But isn't it interesting how, when you think about it, it's so simple, but it's taken so long to create a machine that does it so well. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, like, I do know what you
and,
mean.
And
yeah.
to make it so accessible for anyone who fancies doing it.
Yeah, and so the way, I mean, I know I'm behind the curve, so I'm not going to spend my time explaining what a 3D printer is to people listening, but what I was impressed by was that, so LC uses it to make things that genuinely make his house better.
Right.
It's like little board, okay. little plastic borders for things in the garage, little holders for his tools, or that kind of, it actually does have a practical use.
Yeah.
And then as you said to me, because I sent you a video, because LC said, oh, give this to Pete. This is one I've made for Pete. He basically went online, downloaded a wallet onto a memory card, put the memory card in the 3D printer and printed it in like 5 hours out of this quite robust plastic. And bang, you've got yourself a card holder, a wallet.
That's really kind, especially in an energy crisis. I appreciate the spending time and energy on that. I think that's
Also, the massive roll of plastic that they use to 3D print, that's like $20. Mm.
What do you mean? As in, like, so is that cheap or expensive?
So, yeah, it's like a reel. So it's like a massive cable reel, but it's plastic. It's so cheap for what you can print out of it.
Yeah, I guess so. But I mean, yeah. I mean, I guess that there are, and there are also different kinds that like work better for different, you know, tensile objects and stuff like that. But it's I do find the whole thing fascinating. But it's just kind of like, I just don't have. There's one thing I think in my life that I could have 3D printed, and it was like a little wheel that went on a dishwasher that I reckon I could have CADded and put in a 3D printer, but I would have got the dimensions wrong because I'm not a details man, and it would end up being as big as my room.
Yeah, it would have been, yeah.
Big wheel.
And at what point do you stop it when you go into the room and you're like, fuck, what's happening here? Exactly, and it would be like the big Venus flytrap in Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, yeah.
Can I just say, and I think I speak on behalf of the whole Luke and Peach Show family when I say this, it is hugely damaging to your personal brand that you don't have a 3D printer.
Yeah, I guess so. I just know I would sort of walk past it. I've got this little app, this little sort of very conventional printer, but it sticks to the wall. And you can basically type in whatever you want to draw, like draw it onto your iPhone or your phone. And then it basically downloads it onto the printer and then it sticks to the wall and draws it massive on the wall.
That's really cool.
Yeah, and I've never used that. And I always think, but it's like when you've got a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Like, I haven't found the nail for this needing to draw on the wall. Like, an oik.
I think I'll speak on behalf of everyone and I say, I hope you do find that subject.
Yeah, exactly.
Because that would be very,
I need a reason to draw on a wall.
Yeah. Do you think there's any chance that they could start doing proper 3D printing with using other materials other than just plastic?
What do you mean, like metal and stuff?
Because well, I think there is some like pioneering stuff around like kind of MDF type material. I think it's one of them.
I mean, they do like, I mean, they print with, I mean, they technically use the exact same concepts to 3D print houses with cement and stuff like that. But it's, you know, how safe, how energy efficient, how financially viable it is for home printers, and the difference between like a 99 quid kit that you'd buy in like Dixon's or Curry's PC World or whatever compared to something you'd spend 20 grand on, it would still kind of look similar, but it would obviously have very, very different capabilities and how you know, the different kinds of models you could print out. But it's all bloody fascinating.
I was really pissed off to hear that like half the stuff in your house isn't 3D printed by now. That's poor by you, I think.
I know, I'm sorry.
Right, let's have a quick break. When we come back, we'll do some batteries because it's Thursday and that's what we do on a Thursday. Maybe already. Squeeze some more chat in as well. So don't go anywhere. Before you do go for your little break, hello@lukeandpeacher.com for your Christmas-themed emails. That's a reminder. I'm going to do another reminder between now and the end of the show. But please do remember to send those Christmas-themed emails in because the Christmas mailbag special is going to be great and we want you to be a part of it.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
We're back with the Luke and Pete Show, and I spent the entirety of that ad break, my stomach just making crazy, crazy noises. Why? Why is my stomach making crazy, crazy noises? Because I literally ate bolognese for breakfast. Let's move on to some emails.
It's just batteries, Pete. You know what to do. I'm searching, you're reading.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Cool. Hello to Stefan. Stefan. Dear Luke and Pete, as you recently accepted store brand batteries by the German electronics retailer Conrad, I thought I might as well send in these baby blue beauties that I bought in 2018 when Danish retailer Claus Olsen ended its brief foray into the German market. I got them at a massive clearance sale at their only store in Hamburg. For good measure, I'll also throw in German supermarket Edeka's own brand Gut and Günstig, which literally translates as good and cheap. Greetings from Berlin.
That's great. Good to hear
good
from
and them. Cheap.
Thank you very much for getting in touch, Stefan. Yeah. That's awesome. So I am delighted to say that both those brands, given that Pete's recent diktat saying that we are going to accept department store batteries, Claus Olsen is a new player. That's definitely one in the bag, and Gut and Günstig is two.
Imagine if I was a dictator that had to create rules. They would be so
just
changeable, inconsistent and changeable, and they wouldn't make sense. You'd have a lovely time. You could trick me very easily.
Yeah, you could, but I also wouldn't leave the house.
That's true.
I'd be falling foul of some kind of.
There'd
weird...
be fire coming out your taps. Yeah. Tom from Cheshire of Power of Love Infamy. I don't remember that. Hi chaps, it's very much a long shot, but any chance for this boot? I've opened a Pandora's box here. We're just getting shop own brand batteries. Boots Extra Long Life Alkaline Double A's. Is it a new player? Found in a wireless mouse, a bit out of date. Cheers, Tom from Cheshire.
Do you know what? It's a really interesting battery because it looks like it should be really old, but it actually only went out of date in June of last year.
So it's a rotten orange colour, isn't it?
Yeah, but under Pete's new rules, that's a new player. No one sent a Boots Extra Long Life in before, so we've got a new player there. Congratulations. You found a new battery. It's in the Hall of Fame.
I'm modifying the rules to get you in the Hall of Fame, which is just great for the game. It's great for the game. More exciting games. More goals being scored. Mark says, hello, Mr. Luke and Mr. Pete. Not emailed in a while because, to be frank, my life is quite dull. And the most exciting thing that happened was the bin man taking my garden waste as well as the regular rubbish on regular bin day, which now I think about it might just be in your wheelhouse of excitement.
Great
bin day.
From
We're
you.
A big fan of bin days and how that's particularly administered. Anyway, attaches a photo of a battery I'm sure you've had before, but but oh well, I've had a couple of winners in the past. This was found in my BT remote. Hope all is well with you, Mark. Omni remote, alkaline. Omni remote, alkaline.
Thank you very much for that email and for sending that in, Mark. Appreciate it. But we've had Omni remote alkaline quite a few times in the past. And most recently, from our friend Simon Ponting on July 31st, he sent some in with a picture. So you are not a new player, I'm afraid.
It's a lovely purple. It's the sort of purple that can only be found on the side of a cartoon dinosaur or a high-end internet vibrator.
High-end. Has to be high-end.
High-end.
Well, hang on a minute. What colour is it? Purple? Yeah, it's high-end.
Yes, high-end, mate. It's one of those purple ones. Yeah, brilliant. Plug it in.
Speaking of bin day, did you see that? I can't remember.
Garbage day.
It might have been on The Guardian. There's a long read about the prevalence of reminiscing memory lane type Facebook posts, which are the Facebook posts that do so the most well on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Remember this? I remember that. You and I talk about it quite a bit, actually. Remember when people used to eat Spangles and didn't come home until it got dark?
And your house didn't have a door. Really.
Yeah, exactly. But apparently, I read the article. This guy wrote about it, and he said that one of the most prevalent things is this like phenomenon of quote-unquote proper bin men.
And what do you mean?
There was just this idea that back in the day, bin men, we used to lug proper bins with no wheels on over their shoulders. We're always whistling, we're always friendly, and we're always like really super trustworthy, and therefore reminiscent and indicative of like a much better time in Britain. And even saying that sounds mad, because obviously it is mad, but that's apparently like a really big important part of like these nostalgia type Facebook posts. Remember just proper bin men.
Because you know, the highlight of any shut-ins week is bin day, isn't it? Because you got a reason to get up early. I've got to get up. I don't have to get up that early, but certain people in my house are scared we're going to miss the bins. So I've got to get up.
Well, that's obviously your partner, because you're only two of you in there.
Could be one of the dogs. could be one dog. They're very insistent that the bins might not go out. So I do get up slightly earlier than what I would usually. But it is slightly stressful, because you never know what they're going to take. You never know what they're not going to take. And I think the thing that sort of took me back a little bit was the Rag and Bone Man came down the road a couple of weeks ago. And,
where do you live again? The 1950s? What the fuck are you talking about?
What do you mean? You have a Rag and Bone
Man, don't
you?
I have a guy who comes around and asks me if I want any fresh fish.
Well, exactly. It's a different size. It's the same size of a different coin. Or not that.
Probably the same bloke.
Sentence. Yeah, same bloke. But like nowadays, they don't come round. Because it was every week you'd have the Rag and Bone, Rag and Bone Man
ringing
on a horse
bell.
And cart. In Hartlepool, certainly, like everywhere I've lived in Hartlepool, I had a Rag and Bone Man with a horse and cart. And nowadays, like, it's just a bloke in a van, and he's just honking his horn.
Yeah, there's no romanticism, is there?
No, there's no like, yeah, he's just honking his horn. At least shout Rag and Bone, so I know what like.
Yeah, but he's
to
not
give
being
you the
cruel to
machine.
Animals, at least.
Exactly. I want you to abuse a horse.
The one near our house growing up, used to ring a bell. A massive bell, so you knew it was him. And he would take anything.
Yeah. But my dad used to tell me that when he's ringing the bell or playing his little jingle, it means that he doesn't have any room on his cart.
Yeah, right. Nice. Classic. Yeah. I don't know what they were doing with that stuff. I had no idea what they were doing with it. But, you know, people will get reminiscent about... It's funny, isn't it? Because, you know, they say about, like, conservative people are nostalgic for a past that never was. And liberal people are looking forward to a future that's not possible, right? Which is quite a good kind of
that's sort of summing up there, yeah.
But people do get really into the idea of, do you remember when, you know, the milkman would come and you'd know his name and you'd go around his house for Christmas? Like, that never fucking happened. It never, half of that stuff never happened, you know?
Yeah.
It just didn't. So I don't know what it is that makes people so nostalgic about it, but apparently proper, quote-unquote, proper bin men are the thing that people get very, very emotionally attached to, because apparently they always used to whistle a tune and had a smile on their face and were strong, real men who could lug stuff over their shoulder. None of this wheelie bin nonsense. It's just a weird thing that people get into.
It's a lot of, very, very bizarre. And like, you can't be lugging around big old bins all your life. Your knees will just be shot. Your back will just be shot.
Well, they were, aren't they? They probably retired at 50 and were dead at 60, probably. Yeah, exactly. The good old days.
I always think about. I like tat. I like getting all the tat. I like getting hold of other people's tat. I love antique fairs. I love antique markets. I like car boot sales. So working down the tip is a bit of a dream of mine. But I did sort of think at one point. So what about asbestos?
Yeah. What about it?
Well, like, I don't think people are that... if you had I don't trust people with disposing of their own asbestos. They wouldn't know that they were getting rid of a load of asbestos.
Yeah, but you can't. I mean? You can't get rid of your own now.
I know, but if I worked down the tip, I wouldn't know what I was looking at. You know, so someone could turn up with a load of really dangerous stuff, and I wouldn't know. I just would not
like
know
nuclear
that was
waste
asbestos.
Or an atom bomb.
Well, yeah, of course, if it's a big bomb, it's just a big bomb and it's sparking and stuff, so...
No, but I'll be honest with you, if you were working at a tip and someone brought an unexploded World War II bomb to the tip, your first instinct would be, I'm taking that home.
Yeah, I mean, if it's not exploded now... If it's
take my chances.
Yeah, exactly. Unexploded odd and ends.
Oh, just my luck. Anyway, let's go. Literally, that's the first time I've ever been able to contextually say, on that bombshell, we can
nice.
Get out of here.
Like it.
We'll be back on Monday, of course, as we always are. But before we go, you know the score by now. Christmas emails, hello@lukeandpeacher.com. Get them in. We'll come up with a few Christmas stories of our own. But we'd love to hear from yours as well. Anything that fits the bill, and take it in any direction you want, but do get in touch because we'd like to do a Christmas bumper mailbag at some point this December. Thank you very much for listening. It's goodbye from Pete Dawson.
Bye bye.
And it's goodbye from me as well. Have a great weekend. Speak to you next time.
Luke and Pete Show is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns, so you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.